Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and you have been listening to the Ukrainian national anthem. And it is hard these days to avoid thoughts on the war in the Ukraine because we see images every day, all day long, that make us all heartsick and many of us feeling powerless to help. But Juno Friends of the Ukraine will be giving us a chance to do something positive with a benefit this Friday night. And so I want to welcome Olena Zuba to Juno Afternoon. She is with Juno Friends of Ukraine and is organizing this Friday's benefit. But first of all, Olena, I just want to ask you, how are you? How is your family?
It's been a really difficult couple of weeks. And I have most of my family still in Ukraine, and a lot of my friends that I stay close in touch are really struggling. A lot of them spending their nights at the bomb shelters with their kids, or if they live, if they have private houses and have root cellars. So most of the nights they spend in the shelters. And it's been really, really difficult to hear all the stories. So along with watching the news, I have this... I just have this stories from my friends and family.
Wow. I think it's harder when you actually can kind of know what's going on behind the scenes. So this Friday, we have an opportunity to help. And you have two partners, the Juno World Affairs Council and the Tlingit Haida Central Council. So tell us what you're going to do together.
Okay, yes, we do have Juno World Affairs Council that was willing to help me. When I originally started this project, I didn't really understand what I'm getting myself into, but with a lot of help, we're able to figure this out. So yes, Tlingit and Haida Council donated the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall for that as a venue for this event, along with their kitchen and kitchen staff. So they donate in the space, they're not charging me, and they help in with all other things. And also Juno World Affairs Council, it's a Juno nonprofit organization, and they help me with a lot of things. But the main one is, of course, setting up the website, be able to sell the tickets and get a direct link for the donations, because we have a few ways that we collect funds right now, from ticket sale, from direct donations. And we'll have also a way to receive funds from selling the items on a silent auction during the event.
So there is so much happening. How do you plan to use the money that you raise?
We agree with our nonprofit, Juno World Affairs Council, that supports us, that all the money will go to UNICEF. It's an organization that works under umbrella of United Nations, and they have a project that targeting Ukraine at the same time. So the UNICEF is registered in the United States. This way, we're able to collect tax-deductible donations. So, of course, we would like to help any other ways, like to help Ukrainian paramilitary troops or have volunteers. But I would like to say that all the funds will be only will go to UNICEF and their projects in Ukraine at this time.
And it's really good to know that we know our donations are going to a legitimate organization, because at times like this, you do have people, unfortunately, that perpetuate many scams. So as I walk into the door to this function at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall on Friday, what is going to greet me?
Okay, we'll have large tables with donations the items for the auction, for the silent auction, that include some service and goods from local businesses, some artworks, beautiful artworks from artists in Sitka, Anchorage, and Juneau. My boyfriend is an artist, and he's donating beautiful piece, a silver engraved pieces. And there will be a lot of painting. So it will be everything, like a lot of items for everyone's taste. There also will be bar hosted by Maguire's. And we'll also have some drinks donated from local breweries and distilleries. They were so kind to donate us a lot of their products. And also we'll have a few musicians playing live music, including Rob Cohen. And some musicians will be playing Ukrainian national anthem and other Ukrainian pieces. So our doors open at 6 and we'll start dinner at 7. We will serve a few authentic Ukrainian dishes, including borscht, cabbage roll, stuffed cabbage roll, which we call holubtsi, and dumplings, which me and my friends during the last 2 weeks made around 1,500 of those by hands.
That's wonderful. So we know that this cooking is truly authentic. So, and how does it feel to be doing something? Because I imagine for you that perhaps, even though this is a lot of work to gear up for a fundraiser like this, that it must feel good to have something you can do.
Yes, exactly. First week was terrible. I felt like I was just getting really depressed and felt helpless. And all I've been doing, watching news, talking to people in Ukraine, I was just feeling like there's very little that I can do, being so far, having a little kid next to me. So I just decided I can do something. And I thought, well, I can cook, and I cook quick and a lot. So why don't I just cook and sell the food along with certain entertainment? So I reached out to a few artist friends who were willing to donate their artwork from the beginning. And then I start reaching out to Klikit and Haida and looking for a local nonprofit. And then it just kept me really focused, really motivated. And it's been really helpful just to stay positive and connect to a lot of great people in the community.
You know, in Alaska, we have a large number of people who worship in the Russian Orthodox Church, and many Ukrainians and Alaska Natives. And so we are coming upon one of the most important seasons of the Russian Orthodox faith, which is Easter. So this has got to be a tough time for people who have ties to Russia and ties to the Ukraine.
It is. And I talk to a lot of people that are Russian or Russian speaking, and I receive so much support and understanding, and people keep reaching out every day with asking what they can help with, if they can be volunteers at the event, or they can donate their services or goods from their businesses, or like some paintings that they inherited from their grandma. Just a lot of people just would like to help, and I'm sure there's a lot of other ways they can help Ukraine in this situation. But like I say, I started this just from my own desire to do something, just being really far and disconnected from my family.
And I just want to thank you so much for giving us that outlet, because I have, as I watch this, especially the images of the children, because, you know, they have no idea what's going on, and to see them suffer, and you know, anytime you see a child, you just want to hug them, and then when you see children on TV suffering so much, it just pulls at you. And so I'm glad that this money is going to go to help children. But you know, what are you hearing about the needs of children in Ukraine that this money might help with?
Yes, it's really devastating to see all this picture of the children after the next bombing, and children of the parents that had to leave their home place because they don't have home anymore because it's been destroyed, or their houses and neighborhood were destroyed, and people just afraid to get killed and they have to move. So there's a lot of people that are moving to the west of Ukraine, and most of the hostels or hotels or other large buildings were designated for it are full, and there is more than five, I think it common to 5 million refugees, and it's the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. This should not be happening in 2022.
I
It should
know.
not be happening.
Well, again, thank you. Best of luck to your benefit. And, knowing Juno, I think you're going to have a real outpouring of support. So thank you so much. Olena Zuba, she is with Friends of the Ukraine, Juno Friends of the Ukraine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rhonda.